Are you ready to get unstuck? Are you tired of living overwhelmed and overstretched? Maybe there's a situation or a relationship that you cannot seem to find peace about no matter what you try. I can help. I've experienced the power firsthand of coaching in my own life. It's made such an impact on me that I decided to become a coach as well, so I can take women just like you from struggling to struggling well. Jesus tells us that we will have troubles in this life, and he was not lying. But the Bible also tells us that abundant life is possible, and we're called to it, but it involves taking our thoughts captive. But how? Let me teach you. A life you love is possible. Intentionally noticing and changing our thoughts and letting ourselves feel our feelings. Oh my goodness, this is the part we don't want to do. But if we can intentionally notice our thoughts, let ourselves feel our feelings, it will absolutely change everything about your life. It's changed my life completely. The thing is, you're creating the life you have right now. Some of it's great, and there's some places that you're stuck. We all have those places. Congratulations on being human. You have stuck places. But I can help you create the life you want in all the areas. It does not mean things are going to be perfect. That's not what we're promised, and that's not real life. It's not about pretending. It's not about toxic positivity, but it's about taking those thoughts captive that are heading us down a path that is not where we want to go because the thoughts aren't based in truth. Our brains are powerful, and God's word is spot on when he highlights the importance of guarding what's happening in our hearts and minds. There are practical tools out there that will bridge the gap between what you're living now and where you want to be. I have one spot left for one-on-one coaching, every other one filled up, but a group coaching option is also available. I'm building a group that I'm going to take through 90 days. It starts in January. I would love to fill that group up with a bunch of women who are all want to work on renewing their minds, getting to know one another. It's going to be very fun. What I'm going to do is meet with you once a week all together. We'll coach on whatever you want to coach on. And then also I'm going to be teaching a teaching every month. And I'm also going to be giving you homework and journaling prompts. It's going to be so jam-packed with good stuff. I want you to be in there. Some of you feel a little shy though about being in a group, so I want to give you that one spot that I have left for one-on-one coaching. But you can't believe the amount of insight you get from watching other people be coached, because guess what? We all have very similar issues that we're struggling with. So anyway, please join me. I would love to walk with you on this journey towards taking your thoughts captive. So go to strugglewellschool.com/coaching. That's strugglewellschool.com/coaching. And sign up. Welcome to the Struggle Well School podcast. I'm Emily Thomas, and each week I bring you some thoughts on, well, our thoughts. Our thoughts can lead to dark places or lovely ones, but I've learned that struggling well is an inside job. You have the power to take those squirrely thoughts captive and replace them with truth, but with about 70,000 thoughts a day, we have our work cut out for us. The good thing is, we know that perfection is nonsense and peace is a perspective shift away. School is in session. Let's get to shifting. Okay, welcome back. So what we're going to do today is to practice this thought. You can say it a couple ways. I'm stronger than I think, or I can do hard things. The verse I want you to think about this week is from 2 Corinthians 9:8, and it says, God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that having all sufficiency in all things at all times, you may abound in every good work. That's a lot of extremes. That's a lot of alls. I'm going to read it again. God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that having all sufficiency in all things at all times, you may abound in every good work. So what this is telling us is that we have everything we need all the time. It's pretty great. We can abound in every good work. We're stronger than we think. We can do hard things. Not because of us, but because of God's power in us. I want to tell you a story about what happened to me recently. Having moved from Texas to Florida, we moved into a fixer-upper. The kitchen needed completely to be removed. And the cabinets were from about 1992. They were probably pretty great in the 90s, but that's kind of a long time ago. So they're old cabinets. The previous owners decided to spruce them up by painting them teal, two different colors of teal. And they used chalkboard paint, and then they wrote all over the cabinets as if they were chalkboards. So they had to go. So we've been working away on that. We've removed the cabinets ourselves. We built the new cabinets ourselves. We installed the new cabinets ourselves. And guess what? We're not cabinet installers. I'm a nurse. He's an engineer. We don't know what we're doing. We're doing a lot of YouTubing. It's been a little stressful. I think he's kind of loving it, and I'm not loving it as much. I'm getting to do a lot of work on my thoughts about this house. But at one point, we had installed the cabinets, but the countertops couldn't even be measured until the cabinets were all the way installed. So even when the cabinets were installed, we had about 3 weeks because the countertops people were so backed up. So we had about 3 weeks of kitchen cabinets with no countertops. So we had just pieces of board, just random pieces of wood that we had taken out of other places of the house that we were also disassembling. So if you walked by too fast, the kitchen countertop would fall on the floor. So I'm just trying to paint a picture of the situation in my kitchen. We didn't have a sink for a while, so there was no water. We were washing our dishes in the bathroom, which is not very hygienic or fun. So yeah, kind of a tricky time. The second part of the story, I don't know if you have the same problem, but when I go to the grocery store, it's like a very caffeinated, confident, excited version of me buys the food, and it's the tired, just got done with work version of me that has to cook the food. I recently went to Costco, and I guess I was just really feeling myself, and I bought way too many vegetables and meats. A lot of days had passed. I had a long work week, and I had not had the opportunity to cook all this food, and it was slowly rotting in my fridge. So as much as I didn't want to cook, I couldn't not cook. So I came home from work. I was tired, but I knew I had to get all that food cooked. So slowly and grumpily, I ambled into the kitchen to start cooking the food that I no longer cared about. And I'm working away in our not all the way done kitchen when I heard one of the teenagers from the neighborhood that hangs out at our house saying, "I'm going to go downstairs and hang out with your mom." And I was like, "What?" I thought I heard wrong, but sure enough, here comes a teenager. She walks in and says, "Hi, best friend," and she's hugging me, and I'm tired, I'm a little confused, but I just went with it, because when you are a parent of teens, you know that a teen wanting to connect is a rare kind of unicorn moment, and you just want to play it cool. You don't want to make any sudden moves, or they get scared off, and they're back on their phones, and the moment's over. So I was just going to be here for it, even though I really wasn't feeling up for anything at all but going to sleep. So I was asking her about her day and beginning to prepare the chicken. I was pouring salt in a bowl of water to put the chicken in to brine it. She was very interested in that. That got her attention. And before I knew it, we were talking about brining chicken, and I was trying to explain it the best I understand. And as we continued to chat, I moved on to peeling potatoes. Well, by this time, there's four teenagers in the kitchen. They're all kind of migrating there for some reason. We were all happily chatting, and they were watching me cook. But when I pulled out the potato peeler, their eyes got big. They stopped their conversation, and they wanted to know what was I holding. And I was like, "Hi, you don't know what a potato peeler is?" They surely did not know what a potato peeler is, but they wanted to give it a try. They were fighting over who could peel the potatoes first, who was going to go second, who was going third. I was like, "What is even going on?" They were way too happy about the potato peeler, and I was very happy to have help because I thought that meant I could move on to something else because I had so much to cook. But then I saw how they were doing the potato peeling, and it was not going well. They were not excelling at the peeling of the potatoes. They were really bad. Like, I was wondering if their hands work in other situations, because they were not really working for the potato peeling. I didn't know how good I was at peeling potatoes until I watched their attempts. So while I worked in the kitchen, we had a lot of great talks about their school day, what they wanted to study in college. One of them wants to go in the military. One wants to be a nurse. One girl just wants a boyfriend with a motorbike. So we have a wide, wide spectrum, but they are hysterical and lovely kids, and it was great to have them in my kitchen. Before long, the brine chicken was ready to come out of the oven, and they, of course, wanted to try the chicken that I was trying to make for my lunches. So it's very hard to meal prep when you have teenagers in the house, but that's fine. So like a plague of locusts, they descended on the chicken,
And one of them literally exclaimed, "This is so good, I'm going to cry." What? Oh my gosh. Long story short, I don't know what about my cooking was so exciting, but they were pumped and they're maybe a little underfed. I'm not sure what the deal was, but, and I also know you're probably going to want to know what this recipe was that can make teenagers cry. So I'll put that in the show notes. It's very simple, but it's my go-to chicken recipe and it's a hit. Anyway, this unexpected cooking experience reminded me of a thought that I'd like us all to practice. We are stronger than we think. We can do hard things. And obviously, it's because of Christ in us, but when we're just thinking little thoughts, I need to make them short or I'm not going to remember them, right? So before the teens had descended on my kitchen, on my terrible kitchen, I was tired and annoyed that well-rested Emily had bought too much food for tired Emily to cook. I didn't think I had it in me to work in the kitchen at all, much less enjoy myself. That wasn't even on the table. I had already subconsciously decided that it was going to be terrible. I didn't even know that I had decided it. I was on a struggle cycle, right? So my thoughts were, this is going to be terrible. I'm too tired for this. Those thoughts led me to feeling mad and annoyed. And those feelings made me want to just throw all the food away and go to sleep, which is what I was very strongly considering, or just to be in a bad mood all evening because poor me, I have to cook in the kitchen after a day of work. My life is so hard. So this is the struggle cycle I was on. But thankfully, these teenagers busted in. They confused and delighted me out of my rut. They were wildly excited for no apparent reason. I don't remember being a teenager who didn't know how to cook, but I know that that was me at one point, but it was not me today. So it was very refreshing, their excitement. But again, I was focusing before they came in on how tired and annoyed I was. But another equally true thought about the same exact situation is that I'm stronger than I think. I can do hard things. I'm thankful to have the ability to cook. Like whatever works for you in those situations, you can hop from the struggle cycle onto the wellness cycle. You're on a cycle either way. So another equally true thought is I'm stronger than I think. I can do hard things. Taking this thought through the wellness cycle, the thought, feeling, action, wellness cycle, the thought I'm stronger than I think, that gives me feelings of hope and courage. These feelings give me energy that I literally didn't have moments before. Can you see how powerful our thoughts are? We get to choose our thoughts. We can think about our thinking. And when we find one that isn't true, we can choose an equally true or more true thought that is going to point us in the direction we want to go. And we'll end up with completely different results. So what will your strategy be to struggle well this week? First, I'd love it if you'd go to Instagram at Struggle Well School. I'll put the lock screen, I can do hard things, in my stories today. And you can put it on your phone and practice this thought on repeat. And you can keep telling yourself, I can do hard things. And then spend all week long looking for evidence that you can do hard things. We are going to find what we look for. So you might as well look for, I'm stronger than I think, I can do hard things, proof. And then head yourself in that direction. So you might as well look for proof that you're stronger than you think and you can do hard things. Another strategy to struggle well, if you haven't gone to strugglewellschool.com and downloaded the free PDF of the thought downloads and the struggle cycle and the wellness cycle that I made for you, go do that. Print that off and just go through them every day. I do one, at least one every day. I have my kids do them. It just helps us all clean up our mental messes. Finally, I would encourage you to journal this week about ways that you have proven that you're stronger than you think. What hard things have you overcome? There's no way you've gotten this far and not come through some challenging times. So think of ways that the thought, I'm stronger than I think, I can do hard things, is a true statement. You'll find energy you didn't know you had. So, all right, let me pray for us. God, thank you that your word says you're able to give us everything we need to do everything that you've called us to do. Even make all the food from Costco at the end of a long workday. You are able to make all grace abound to us. Because of you, we're sufficient in all things at all times. We can abound in every work, and it's because of your power in us. But Lord, sometimes we think thoughts that are just garbage, and it heads us down a garbage road. So would you please give us strength to focus our thoughts on your truth this week instead of how tired we are or how annoyed we are or anything else like that. In Jesus' name, amen.